Star Trek Into Darkness is the second film in director J.J. Abrams' reimagining of the Trekkie universe, or, excuse me, Trekker. So far, it appears that his approach has been to lovingly revive many details for the fans. Look, there's a Tribble and the Spock pinch, but at the same time, he's whipped up an alternate reality premise so that he kills off characters who didn't die in the original series and films. Heck, he even destroys an entire planet. The good news is that the new actors playing those iconic characters on the Enterprise are the best thing about the series so far. Mostly, they evoke their predecessors, but with a twist. Zachary Quinto's Spock is on the cusp of the familiar character, but there are still signs of an adolescent struggle going on between his Vulcan and human halves. Zoe Saldana as Uhura shows strength and dignity, even if enlarging her character means that she is now Spock's girlfriend. Carl Urban has replicated the scowling efficiency of Dr. Bones McCoy. Simon Pegg is a lot of fun and nervy energy as Scotty, although with a little alien sidekick, he's venturing dangerously close to Ewok territory. John Cho from the Harold and Kumar series is a swashbuckling Sulu, and Anton Yelchin is a likable Chekhov, although he doesn't have much to do so far. I do have a question about Chris Pine as James Tiberius Kirk. Pine is a good hero to carry the series. He's instinctual, tough, passionate, and a leader in the rough, and you can believe he's a guy who leaps before looking. But he doesn't remind you of the Kirk. Pine doesn't seem capable of those operatic moments of Shatner-ness. Remember Captain Kirk screaming Khan in The Wrath of Khan, and you get the idea. But oddly, Chris Pine is like, well, maybe I'm watching too many reruns of NCIS, but he reminds me of the impudent, brilliant, horn-dog agent Anthony DiNozzo from that series. So maybe the next film will reveal that DiNozzo is the great-great-grandfather of, well? The plot of the new movie delves with terrorism as a rogue Starfleet officer, John Harrison, blows up an archive in London and viciously attacks a gathering of Starfleet brass. The Enterprise tracks him down to the Klingon homeworld, and Kirk finds out there's more to his villainy than meets the eye. I don't think it's much of a spoiler at this point to reveal that Harrison is indeed Nunyem Senkan, the leader of a cult of superhumans that have been placed in a cryogenic freeze. He's played with muscular snootiness by Benedict Cumberbatch, the modern Sherlock Holmes in a recent British TV series. Whether Khan is a victim as much as a psycho villain is unclear. I didn't quite get the details amid the running and the blasting and the exploding. It is clear, in a stab at relevancy dated about 2006, that the secondary villain is a rogue admiral played by Peter Weller, who's kind of a Dick Cheney of Starfleet. Otherwise, Star Trek Into Darkness is pretty much a reworking of The Wrath of Khan. As written by Robert Orci, Alex Kurtzman, and Damon Lindelof, the series so far is not boldly going toward any remarkable new stories or ideas, but it's fast-moving and fun, and for the guys, there's a shameless cheesecake glimpse of Dr. Carol Marcus, Kurt's future squeeze. Overall, on a scale of 5 cons, I would give it 3.5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, I'm Rhett Braff.